living golf legend Laura Davis, what advice would you give to any young girl who's looking to become a professional golfer on the Ladies European Tour?
To become a professional, you know, that's, you've got to, number one, you've got to be good, but you've got to have the passion to want to spend long hours. I mean, people say I don't practice, but in my younger days, I was on the range as much as anybody. As you get older, you've got to tone it down a little bit because obviously you don't want to wear your body out. But yeah, you've got to be committed to it, because if you're not committed to it, it's a hard life on tour. But you see so many young girls now that come out and they're out here hours and hours, and they're really trying every single round to get the best out of it. And that's what you've got to do. It's basically the word commitment.
What is the best advice that you were ever given as a young girl on tour?
Well, probably the best advice was from the head professional at my golf club, because, you know, when I was a good, decent amateur, he said to me, don't have a coach ever, because, you know, you've got a very natural swing and you pick things up through feel and by watching the guys on TV. I used to watch Seve and Bernard Langer, and so his bit of advice was, don't get a coach. And I've stuck to that for the last 40 odd years. I've never had one and never looked to get one.
So no mental coach, no swing coach?
No, nothing like that. It's, you know what, especially when you travel a lot like tour pros do, if you're in India and you're not playing well, you know, you're picking up a phone all the time to ask these people. They can't see you swinging. They can't see the temperature, the wind conditions. So I think for a lot of this stuff, you're better off on your own.
When you became pro, what was your handicap as an amateur?
Well, I was off +5 at the time, which was, it was pretty easy to get that sort of, because I've forgotten how they used to do it. I think it's a lot harder now. They used to chuck out your best two and your worst two rounds and do the average of your four next rounds. And, you know, it was, in those days off the short courses, it was easy to shoot 6, 7, 8 under. So, yeah, those handicaps were pretty easy then.
But still very impressive in those days, +5. And it's great now, but then, fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was, obviously it was good. And it just told me that when I very first turned pro, that maybe, you know, I'm good enough to be out there. I think if you're off a scratch handicap, that's not good enough.